This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Lee Elsie, thank you for hour number one. Great job. It is hour number two, 7 o'clock on the East Coast, 4 o'clock here on the Left Coast in Las Vegas, Nevada. I've got a new commentary coming out this weekend, and normally I write them on Friday, but I've got a busy day tomorrow, meetings back to back to back. So I wrote it today and got it to my syndicator, Creator Syndicate, my national newspaper syndicator. And I'm giving you a preview of it right now. Joe Biden and Democrats say American lives don't matter. We know Democrats support BLM, Black Lives Matter. It's all they talk about. Well, I'm no fan of the Marxist BLM organization. I think all of us can agree that Black Lives Matter. No one wants a single law-abiding, innocent black American to die needlessly. But someone needs to ask puppet President Joe Biden and every Democrat politician in D.C. a simple question. Do American lives matter? Because from their actions, it's pretty darn clear they don't. It seems like they're purposely trying to destroy the lives of American citizens. Who in their right mind would open the border, stop construction of the wall, invite the entire world to come to America, announce you don't want to deport anyone, and incentivize them with free lawyers, free welfare, bus or airfare, and, of course, free health care? Even worse, who in their right mind would open the borders in the middle of a COVID pandemic? Who would be insane enough to demand every American citizen returning to the U.S. has to take a COVID test, but refuse to give COVID tests to thousands of illegal aliens illegally breaking into our country each day? Who would spend $86 million on nice hotel rooms for illegal aliens, yet ask our brave, selfless troops to sleep in freezing cold parking garages on concrete floors with only one bathroom for 5,000 troops? Can you imagine? Every single illegal gets their own hotel room with a bathroom, but 5,000 troops share a concrete floor and one bathroom. Who would open the borders to the Mexican drug cartel, drug traffickers, sex traffickers, and pedophiles? Who'd want to give easy entree to the U.S. for MS-13 murderers? Think about the countries all over the world who hate us. Terrorist regimes like Iran, North Korea, Syria, Somalia, Libya, and our mortal enemies like Russia and China. Our border is wide open and unguarded. Anyone can get in. You don't think they've noticed? You don't think they're sending spies and terrorists? Can you tell the difference between a nice father and husband from Mexico or Guatemala or a terrorist from Iran or Syria posing as a nice father? Of course not. No one can. How many terrorist cells are walking to America at this moment? If I was the leader of a rogue terrorist nation, I'd send hundreds of bloodthirsty terrorist cells across the open border. If even one gets through, it's a victory. What if hundreds get through? Think about the Syrian refugee who just days ago committed mass murder in a Boulder, Colorado grocery store. He came to America as a child. 20 years later, he committed mass murder. How many kids exactly like him are coming across that border now? Ticking time bombs who 10 or 20 years from now will commit mass murder. Who would be dumb enough to let in thousands of future terrorists and mass murderers from countries that hate us? Biden and his top officials have loudly, proudly, and publicly promised no child will be turned away. There are almost 2 billion children age 14 or younger around the world. 99% of them live in poverty and misery. What if they all come? Why wouldn't they? Biden is promising them they will all get in. Are you ready to share this country and our resources with a billion foreign mouths to feed? How many murders, rapes, assaults, carjackings, and home invasion robberies will all these strangers bring to the country? If I was the leader of a poor country, I'd open the prisons and tell my worst criminals to head for the U.S. border. Trust me, it's happening. World is coming. Hundreds of millions in coming years. Maybe a billion. Maybe more. Biden has invited them all in. They will turn America into an economic basket case. They will turn our streets into killing fields. They will bring disease and spread COVID. They will destroy our school system and healthcare system. They will create poverty from sea to shining sea. Taxes will reach 90% to pay for it all. This is the end of America. At this point, it's crystal clear. Biden and Democrats believe American lives don't matter. My column is out Sunday, syndicated in newspapers around the country by Creator Syndicate. Joe Biden and Democrats say American lives don't matter. And let's face it, they don't. According to these people, they don't. And by the way, my award for the worst leader, president, prime minister, whatever you call the leader of your country, the worst leader in the world as far as disappointment. You know, when you elect a communist, when you elect a brain-dead zombie whose brain's been eaten out with dementia like Biden, okay, I get it. You elect a communist like Obama or Kamala Harris, I get it. You elect terrible people all over the world, I get it. You know, you elect that little miniature shrimp in North Korea, I get it. President of Syria, I get it. But when you elect Boris Johnson in England, didn't you expect a conservative? He beat a commie. He beat a liberal that was so to the left, he makes communists look conservative. The labor movement headed by some crazy, radical, extreme communist. And England, in my opinion, at the time, made a great decision and elected this wonderful conservative, Boris Johnson. He was supposed to be there, Ronald Reagan. He has turned out to be the worst fascist, the biggest idiot who let them lock down his whole country for a year. And, oh, by the way, did it work? No. England's been locked down for a year, and it did not work at all. And now he shocks everyone by signaling support for a vaccine passport in order to enter pubs. So here in America, if you dare ask, like I do all the time, for voter ID, show a piece of paper proving you're an American citizen and you're registered and you have a right to vote and your picture's on it and it's issued by the government, as if that's like living in Nazi Germany asking for papers. Every 4 years or every 2 years, you're showing a piece of paper to prove you're allowed to vote. And Democrats go, oh, my God, they go ballistic. Oh, my God, he's a racist. Oh, my God, no one can get that. Oh, my gosh. No, oh, my God, black people can't vote. But it's okay to ask everybody for papers to get into a bar, a restaurant, a movie theater, a Broadway show, a Vegas show. And in this case, the whole England will demand to get into a pub, a tavern, every single place you ever walk, carry papers with you. Instead of once every 4 years, you have to show the papers 50 times a day, and that's okay, according to liberals. A huge row has erupted among UK lawmakers and among the public. And by the way, it's coming here, believe me. Over plans that pubs throughout Britain may have to require proof of vaccination before allowing patrons entry, which also negatively impacted stocks today. Their stock market went down. A government review is looking closely at implementing vaccine passports in order to help facilitate the country's reopening, without which an individual may not even be able to get a pint of brew. While Prime Minister Boris Johnson was previously seen as unsupportive of this controversial idea, he shocked the MPs, the members of Parliament, on Wednesday, saying it may be up to the landlord, and he added, the concept of vaccine certification should not be totally alien to us. Tory MPs reacted swiftly by slamming a legal policy that would require citizens to produce papers for the pub, which could be included as part of recommendations in a report for combating the spread of COVID. One called it a ghastly trap, which would erode the individual rights of Britons. Others worried about what it means for people who, for medical reasons, have been advised not to take the vaccine. So far, there's been greater acceptance of a policy that would give healthcare and elderly care facilities the right to require proof of vaccination for entry to their premises. However, this suggests a broader opening up of the show papers plan for even basic social activities. Needless to say, if pubs go first, see, then it's not long before simple admittance to sporting events, concerts, or even church becomes restricted based on receiving the vaccine. Here's Johnson's worrisome statements on the looming possibility that he gave to the House of Commons yesterday. The idea of asking pubgoers to show a vaccine certificate was raised at Wednesday's House of Commons Liaison Committee hearing, where conservative William Ragg asked Mr. Johnson if vaccine certificates were compatible with a free society such as ours. Johnson said the concept should not be totally alien to us. Mr. Ragg then added, what about ordinary citizens going to the pub? And the Prime Minister replied, that's the kind of thing that may be up to individual landlords. Pushed further, Mr. Johnson said, as in Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister, I find myself in this long national conversation thinking very deeply about it, adding the public wants me as Prime Minister to take all the action I can to protect them. So this is it, right? They want to be protected. So you got to shut down every business. You got to lock them in their homes. The streets are deserted. There are no cars. There are no people. You can't go out without a mask in England. You can't go to the park without a mask. You can't go a mile from your own home. And now you're going to need papers to walk into a bar or any building or any government building or any medical facility. This is insanity. Health Secretary of UK Matt Hancock has lately talked about an end to the pandemic, but only with repeated yearly vaccinations like a flu shot each year. Folks, flu shots have been around for, what, 25 years? I've never gotten one in my life. And you know what? I've never gotten the flu in the last 25 years. Okay? And I guess there might be a little bit of a coincidence there, or it might not be coincidence at all. What do you think? Haven't had the flu in 25 or 30 years? Haven't ever gotten a flu shot? And every time I ask someone who has the flu, hey, by the way, did you get a flu shot? Yeah, I did 2 weeks ago. Oh, and you've got the flu now. Think about that for a minute. Any problem there? And they all go, blah, blah. And so 2 days ago, one of my favorite people in Las Vegas, one of my best friends and a former sponsor of this show, great guy, great family friend, I said, what's going on? He said, I got COVID. And I said, oh, have you gotten the COVID shot, the vaccine? Yeah, I got it 2 weeks ago. And you have COVID? Yeah. Do you think maybe there's something wrong there? Oh, I never thought about it.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as 1 day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as 1 day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as 1 day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-896-8242. 800-896-8242. That's 800-896-8242.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next Rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. And it's funny because I was about to let you know that the sponsor of this segment of the show is the War Raw podcast, which is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then also on Friday, you get my weekend edition with my top 10 news stories of the week. There is a news story out about a Southwest pilot who was caught on hot mic in an expletive-filled rant about the San Francisco Bay Area and the weirdos in San Francisco. And I can't use the curse words that he used to explain the colorful language that he used about San Francisco, but I can do it on my podcast because there's no FCC. There's nobody telling me what to do. I could use the F word nonstop, and I often do, to explain liberals and their mental illnesses. And so if you tune into my weekend podcast tomorrow afternoon, you'll go see it anywhere where you download podcasts. Let's see, all the places, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, iTunes, wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. And the place where you can get, the actual expletive-filled, F-filled rant about San Francisco weirdos from the Southwest pilot, you will find that in my podcast. So, good stuff from the Wayne Allen Root podcast. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root and my top 10 weekend edition. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. So a minute ago, hopefully you heard my commentary for the weekend. Joe Biden and Democrats say American lives don't matter. And no sooner that I read that, here's this headline. Former DEA agent Derek Maltz says fentanyl seizures are up 361% at the U.S. border, more seized this year in 3 months than all of 2020 combined. Because in 2020, who was the president? Trump. And in 2021, who's the president? Biden. Basement Biden. And so all the drugs in the world are coming through the border, just as I promised you. And here's another headline. HHS, as in Homeland and Human Services, reveals thousands of unaccompanied minors have tested positive for COVID-19. See, I don't lie. Yesterday I read to you that they're finding tons of pedophiles who were deported out of the country are all lined up at the border to get back in. To have sex with our young children, these sickos. And they've been deported, sent away from our country forever. With Biden, they're all coming back in. Now HHS reveals thousands of unaccompanied minors have tested positive for COVID. Mexico's filled with COVID. They're all coming into our country. COVID was gone. In the last month, COVID died. Guess what? New reports are out that COVID's coming back big time. Third wave is hitting. Oh, my gosh, they're going to lock us down and mask us and close our businesses again and ruin the American economy under Joe Biden. And it's all because they let all these people into the country who have COVID. This is insanity. You come and they won't turn you away, and it doesn't matter if you have COVID or not. A Department of Health and Human Services whistleblower has revealed to Axios that nearly 2,900 unaccompanied minors have tested positive for COVID-19 after arriving at U.S. government shelters over the past year. Of those who tested positive, just 3% are currently in isolation after arrival, which suggests that the numbers highlight the staggering challenges in trying to manage a child migration crisis during a pandemic while weighing human rights and child welfare concerns against immigration laws. And while COVID-19 minimally affects children, it's possible they will transmit it to HHS employees. And how about when you drop them into the, you know, heartland of America? They're going to give it to other kids who are going to come home and give it to their parents. And then all the adults will get sick. Perhaps more notable is that the Biden administration's fear-mongering over the scourge of COVID-19, just what I said in my column, requiring us all to make great sacrifices to flatten the curve and stop the spread, appears to exclude any effort to stop or refuse migrants who bring the virus into the United States. Just what I said. More from Axios. About 7.4% of tests given to unaccompanied minors in the past year turned out positive. The positivity rate in general is what was anticipated. But the positivity rate has been higher, about 10%, at the Carrizo Spring Shelter in Texas, opening last month as the first overflow shelter used by the Biden administration. Since March of 2020, HHS conducted 38,000 COVID tests on unaccompanied minors entering federal facilities. Of that, 2,897 had lab-confirmed diagnosis of COVID. Wow, that is some scary stuff. Think how many are there now. That's just the ones that were there, a lot of them, during the Trump administration when we were stopping them from coming in. And those are the ones that got through. But can you imagine how many are sick now? And what they're spreading in this country now and over the next few months.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden held his first press conference Thursday after more than 2 months. One of the main points of discussion was what's going on at the U.S.-Mexico border. President Biden saying it's not unlike any other year.
It happens every single solitary year. There is a significant increase in the number of people coming to the border in the winter months of January, February, March. It happens every year.
Customs and Border Protection releasing numbers that contradict President Biden. In 2019, 66,000 immigrants crossed the border. 2020, 30,000. And now 2021, more than 100,000. At least three people are dead and the destruction is widespread in Alabama. The National Weather Service saying a tornado outbreak is ongoing in the state. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer. It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer. Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Broadcasting
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. VRA is the sponsor of this segment of the show. By the way, we're lining up calls, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, toll-free. Quarter, at this point, dollar is on me. VRA is the sponsor of this segment of the show. For more than 35 years, my buddy Kip Herridge was a leader on Wall Street till he grew sour on Wall Street because he realized that Wall Street doesn't give a flying F about anyone but themselves and their richest clients, and everybody else can go screw themselves. They don't care. Anyone else can go pound sand. So the little guy, the little gal, the small investor gets screwed over every time by Wall Street. Kip saw that and said, no way, Jose. I'm not staying with these guys. I'm going to help the little guy. And in 2003, he founded VRA, walked away from his Wall Street career, and founded this daily investment economic newsletter. And his VRA investing system is unlike anything you've ever seen. His top performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. I've known Kip for almost 20 years, 19 years and counting, and I've witnessed his incredible VRA newsletter record for 18 years. He is the Nostradamus of Wall Street. Each day, Kip and his son Tyler and his team tell you what's happening in the economy and markets and exactly what investments to own, including their top-ranked VRA 10-baggers. Let them prove how good VRA really is. Let them prove how consistently they beat the markets. Kip's offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. And by the way, he's been doing this for 6 months on my show. So for 6 months, every one of you who ventured to VRAinsider.com has gotten 2 weeks free. And there's got to be a reason he keeps doing it and keeps paying for the ads on national radio. Why? Because people are coming and people are staying forever. They get 2 weeks free and then they stay for life. Go to VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. Just like me, I've been watching his newsletter for 18 years. I wake up in the morning and I read it and I love it. VRAinsider.com, free 2 weeks. Let's grab some calls. Let's take Bob in Nevada on line one. JD's up in the on-bat circle. 833-WAR-TALK. Call in right now. 833-WAR-TALK. We got Bob in Nevada. Hey, Bob. How are you? You're on with Wayne Root.
I'm doing great, Wayne. Good afternoon to you. I'm calling to you from beautiful Sparks, Nevada. You know where that is. And
I do.
Reno. Okay. Been here about 3 years. Retired, moved here, et cetera, from California after 40 years at California. First of all, I would like to say I have been a longtime member of the Heartland Institute. Fantastic organization. Okay.
They are. I like them.
Second of all, yeah, they sure are. Okay. Second, what I really called about is I think you would make an absolute fantastic governor of this beautiful state. Have you ever considered running for governor here?
Absolutely consider it. I get 100-plus emails every week begging me to run for governor. Actually, my fiancée, Cindy, was out to lunch the other day with some of the most prominent Republican women in the state, and every one of them told her there's only one person they could think of in the whole Republican Party who could beat Steve Sisolak or whoever is the next governor of the state on the Democrat side if Sisolak doesn't run. They think the only one who could beat the logjam is Wayne Root. Having said that, I just don't see it because I would need a kitchen cabinet of wealthy billionaires to say, Wayne, here's your income for the next 2 years while you go, you know, run around the state and campaign all day, because I need my income from this radio show and my nationally syndicated newspaper column and my podcast and my business, my now publicly traded company in the sports gambling world. I can't walk away from it all. I'm not independently wealthy. I live on my income. So unless someone's ready to hand me a ready-made income because they want to see me as governor of Nevada, I can't do it. I just can't. It's a money issue. You know, I can't take the pay cut. I got to pay my bills. I got to pay my mortgage. I got to pay my alimony. I got to pay everything. Being very blunt with you. So that's why I can't run. Otherwise, I would run in a second because I believe I'd be Governor Wayne Root. In a second, I'd run.
Let me ask you a question then. Just approximately, how much money would it take for you to be able to do that?
Yeah, Bob, this will be an off-the-air question. We're not gonna talk about that on the air.
All right.
It's not a question you discuss in front of the whole world. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the fact. These are all nice people that only mean well. And I really thank you, Bob. And it's great that you're thinking about Wayne Root for governor. But let's not worry about how much money Wayne Root needs on national radio. We won't be talking about that. Yeah. Let's say somewhere in the neighborhood of $300 million. Can anyone get that to me? I'm just kidding around. We got JD on line two to tell us about the Joe Biden press conference, which I was just about to get to. So it's perfect timing. That's exactly. And by the way, let me mention before I say hi to JD, coming up in the next hour, our guest at half past the third hour, which is 8:30 East Coast, 5:30 West Coast, is the former governor of Wisconsin and former Republican presidential frontrunner, Scott Walker. For a while, a lot of people thought he was going to become the 2016 presidential candidate, and then Trump came out of nowhere, and I endorsed Trump, and the whole world changed, and Trump became the nominee, and Trump became the talk of the world. But Scott Walker was one of the two or three leading candidates for the GOP presidential nomination in 2015 before, you know, everything hit the fan and Trump became the guy. So Scott Walker then dropped out and Trump went on to, you know, make history. But Scott Walker will be with us, former Wisconsin governor, at half past hour number three. So I want to let you know that. All right. Call the number 833-WAR-TALK, which is 833-927-8255. Toll free from anywhere and everywhere in the United States. All 50 states free. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. JD in Las Vegas on line two. Hey, JD, did you watch the press conference?
I watched every movement of this man, his eyes, his hands, and everything. President Trump took 10 questions walking to the helicopter without any notes. This man prepared for 10 days, they said, to answer 10 questions. Wayne, I tell you, you watch this video. Four of the questions that he was asked, he immediately looked down on his desk and referred to his notes and gave a verbatim answer from his notes. For example, reporter number one, Zeke, asked a question. I could just imagine him. Zeke, number one, here's my response. It was so obvious. None of the news media ever made a comment regarding the four questions that he ran to his notes regarding Korea, regarding the border, what have you. He blamed President Trump at least three to four times for the fiasco on the border, including accusing President Trump of starving children to death by pushing them back over the border. This was absolutely a horrendous fiasco for the President of the United States. I could just imagine China and Russia and Iran looking at this man and his feeble attempts to answer questions and know that this man is not mentally right.
No, he's not. It's very clear he's not mentally right. He's defective. He's got
and
dementia.
Then he filibustered. In one question, I believe he went four times within 33 seconds. He said He had a of notes that he referred to constantly to answer questions. And these questions, but there was Jim Acosta there badgering him and coming back at him with hard responses and follow-up questions. The follow-ups were easy. They gave him all the latitude in the world. This was an opportunity for the press to make their bones and be hard on him, and they did not. I believe
JG, we're kind of losing you. You're going in and out, and it's a problem for the radio. I'm sure you're talking just fine, but we're not hearing you on the other end. Every other word is kind of missing. So appreciate the call. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it, and thanks for educating us about the Biden press conference. That was going to be my next order of business. And a matter of fact, with a couple of minutes left in this segment, let me read you about 2.5 left. All right, hold on 1 second. Let me read you from Breitbart, Joe Biden's five most awkward moments during the press conference. So let's see what they claim. Number one, Biden claims, I miss former president, Donald Trump. My predecessor, oh God, I miss him. My predecessor needed to. My predecessor, oh God, I miss him. I've never been able to plan 4.5, 3.5 years ahead for certain. He doesn't even know what he's saying anymore. Number two, Biden suffers another brain freeze. He caught himself in the middle of a meandering thought. So the best way to get something done, if you hold near and dear to you that you like to be able to, anyway, we're going to get a lot done. Okay, hang on, sorry. Number three, Jim Eagle. Biden attacked election integrity bills being considered in states like Georgia and Michigan. It's sick, he declared. This makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle. What does that mean? I have no idea. Who's Jim Eagle? Number four, Biden makes sure his unclear answer is clear. One reporter wanted Biden to commit to letting reporters into facilities crammed with illegal aliens near the border. Biden refused to say when he'll be transparent. I will commit to transparency as soon as I'm in a position to implement what we're doing right now. Reporter, how soon will that be? Biden, I don't know, to be clear. I will commit to transparency as soon as I'm in a position to implement what we're doing? What does that mean? That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. That's bizarre, and nobody calls him on this stuff. And Biden said at one point about the filibuster, the U.S. should return to the type of filibuster that existed when I came to the Senate 120 years ago. And that was not a joke, and he laughed about it. No, he was saying that seriously. He then went on to have a real serious, meandering, mumbling, stumbling discussion. He thinks he was in the Senate 120 years ago. He wandered away from the podium. He said Mexico should take back all migrant families, even though he's the one that ended the Remain in Mexico program. And then at one point he said, my administration's border conditions are unacceptable. This is Joe Biden. Doesn't know where he is anymore. Wayne Allyn Root, The Warrior. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, the Warrior, here on USA Radio Network, coast to coast, as well as my flagship station, KBET, 790 a.m. in Las Vegas. Sponsor of this segment of the show, ASI, Asset Strategies International. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. It's that bad. Biden's going to bankrupt the country. Biden's going to destroy the country. And that illegal border invasion is going to destroy the country. It is absolutely disgusting and shocking and unimaginable and mind-blowing. And the amount of money required to run this country with all the nonsense that Biden is putting in is going to be infinitesimal. There's going to be no way to measure the amount of money we need, and that is going to lead to gold and silver flying. That's my opinion. The solution is called the golden rule, as in he with the gold rules. Gold and silver down for the year, but that's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low and sell high. Always a good idea. By the way, gold was over 2,000. Now it's 1,726. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt, add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus, trillions in infrastructure spending, tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Don't forget reparations to black people. That should be another few trillion. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and Asset Strategies come in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a one-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right. About 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. 800-831-0007. Tell them War sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. So I think there's a lot of things to talk about here, but the one I want to dig into that's most important to me is that lockdowns never work. You know, who's the most locked down states? California comes to mind, New York comes to mind, New Jersey comes to mind, Michigan comes to mind. Michigan with Christine Whitless Whitmer. And a new report is out. Michigan has the second highest coronavirus case rate in the United States of America, second highest in America per capita, according to the Centers for Disease Control, meaning the CDC. And guess who's number one? New Jersey. So there's the states that are locked down the most. There's the states that are masked the most. There's the states with Democrat governors who tell everyone, be scared, be afraid, don't live your life, shut your businesses down, everybody's not essential. And yet they've got the most COVID. It's unbelievable. It's truly unbelievable. And it just shows you that it's just a dramatic failure. The news comes as the Michigan Health and Hospital Association sounded alarms Wednesday that the state's hospitals are filling up with COVID patients. How do you know they're not all illegal aliens? We know in Arizona people have leaked out from hospitals the news that the entire ward of COVID wards are filled with illegal aliens. That no, I don't even know anyone with COVID. This is ridiculous. State's hospitals are filling up with COVID patients, marking a 633% rise in hospitalizations since March 1st among people ages 30 to 39, 800% increase among those 40 to 49. This is absolute ridiculous insanity. Folks, they're the ones who stopped you from using hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pak, which Dr. Zelenko, Vladimir Zelenko, Zev Zelenko came on my show and has told you 20 times now, instantly stops COVID 99.9% of the time. They're letting people get sick, they're letting people get very ill and need hospitals, and they're letting people die. And by the way, almost everyone has died up till now has always been old. Now you're telling me it's all 30 to 39 and 40 to 49? As of Thursday morning, the CDC's website said Michigan recorded 700,001 overall cases, since the day this started, and 24,000 cases in the last 7 days. And they're the place that masks up. They're the place that's locked down. They're the place with business severely closed. In addition, Michigan has reportedly has 8 of the 20 counties with the highest per capita virus case numbers in America. The 8 counties, Huron, number 6 in America, Otsego, number 7, Wexford, number 8, Sanilac, number 10, St. Clair, number 11, Missaukee, number 13, Jackson, number 17, Roscommon, number 19. And I would also ask the question, if everyone's getting their vaccine, how come COVID's going back up again? The outlet added Michigan ranks second in the nation after New Jersey. I mean, this is crazy. Just crazy. Makes no sense. Every time you mask people, they get more COVID. Every time you lock people down, they get more COVID. And you deny them the things that work, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Crazy. Wow, I just don't know what's going on. By the way, the biggest improvements in the country in the past week were Arizona and Nevada, which both saw new cases drop by 45%. It's gone down to nothing in Nevada. Keep in mind that we have thousands and thousands of tourists coming in every day, and there's virtually no COVID anymore. How is it all in Michigan and not in Nevada? Could someone explain that to me? How is it possible Florida's been open and they have no major hospitalization or death problem? How is it possible South Dakota's been wide open, no major death problem? Texas opened up again, no major death problem. Why Michigan? Why New Jersey, which are locked down or have been the most of any state and masked the most of any state? Is it time to say, Wayne, you were right last March when you said, never lock down, never lock down, can't knock down, will not work, will destroy the economy, will not stop COVID. I was right.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.